Hey, you are listening to Youthcast, hosted by me, Molly Adams. It's always hard to recreate the past on the radio. When you sit down to create a radio story around an undocumented event, you have some tough choices to make when it comes to representing what happened. If you can't interview the other people who were a part of the story, you could end up with a dry-sounding essay. And if you have no original sound of what went down, you might end up with a sound effects-laden radio drama. However, I think I've found a story that manages to retell what happened without boring us or being over the top. It doesn't hurt that it is an extraordinary story, well-written and expressively told. It is called Palestinian Hoop Dreams, and it is by Ahmed Hamid of Youth Media Project in New Mexico.
Have you ever experienced a period of time where all of your miseries melts away? Let me tell you a story of a basketball team in Palestine for whom misery vanished while they devoted their time and passion for a cause that brought them all together. It was December 2008 in Bethlehem. My 16-year-old teammates and I were informed that we had qualified for the most important basketball tournament of the year, the Palestinian Youth Championship. After years of hard-won basketball victories, quarter by sweaty quarter, it was our time, our show, our moment in the sun. Every day, the checkpoints made travel across town painfully slow. People were without work and had no money to buy groceries. The wall was being built to segregate the people. Checkpoints, confiscation of our lands, torture. All those vanished away, and all what we cared about was the game. Every day, we were sweating and working out on the court until our ankles and arms were swollen. It was the cold and rainy season. The sounds of thunder above our heads were a symphony inspiring us. Practicing outdoors, the cold sips of air hit our faces and cracked our bodies, but not our wills. "Let's go, ladies!" Our coach Ghassan had played ball for many years. Some of us started having the hope to become pro, to get rid of all the borders of occupation, starting with Muhammad, passing to Roger, Laith, Naeem, Fadi, Daniel, Lias, Firas, Ibrahim, George, and me. It wasn't all about us. The whole community encouraged us, bringing snacks, staying to watch us practice, wishing us luck on the street. Every time one of us slipped or fell, we stood up together, with even more determination to obtain our dream. Just one day away from the Day of Judgment, we were more than ready. After months of intense practice, we were walking legends, inspiration to kids wishing to follow in our footsteps. The anxiety was great. The only way to pass the day before the tournament was to stay with each other. I still wonder if any of the team slept that night. I didn't. I was having daydreams in the middle of the night, turning over restlessly in my bed. I was shocked that morning to hear that a massacre on Gaza Strip was held by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. The number of casualties in the hundreds within the first few hours. We were frightened for our families. Nonetheless, the opening was set for noon and the games to begin at 2 p.m. 11 players representing one team enter the stadium's main hall with steady steps. Challenging glances between players fire up the court, and the audience is out of control. The moment to announce the start of the tournament arrives, and the organizers use a huge black speaker to proclaim the beginning of the Palestinian Basketball Championship Youth Tournament for 2008. The national anthem plays to honor the dead. We were asked for a few minutes of remembrance. The speakers crackle as we hear, "The Palestinian Basketball Champion Tournament is cancelled." The organizers felt it was not appropriate at this time of loss and confusion to continue with the athletic pursuits. After these few words, the speaker carried on talking about the Gaza War. All that long speech disappeared and became like an echo. a long speech no one till today can remember. I thought it's a bad dream. I wanted to wake up so bad. It was cruel, inhuman, and worst of all, we as Palestinians from West Bank were powerless. We were banned from visiting Gaza Strip forever after September 2000, when the second Intifada or uprising happened. Physically, we managed to leave the hall, where our dreams, hopes, and lives were still waiting expectantly. I walked back home alone, starkly separated from our months of training when we would walk together, side by side, dropping everyone by his house. I watched my teammates from the sidewalk, each one of us sinking, dissolving in disappointment. For me, I quit the game. I felt betrayed by the game, by the life. I joined an institution called Arab Educational Institution that helped me meet foreigners from all over the world. We shared with them about our lives in occupied Palestine. It helped me process the loss, but I never spoke about basketball to anyone. Some of my teammates quit the game as well. Muhammad, the one who considered basketball as his future career, became a barber. Leaving my city behind, I haven't been home for almost a year, and I don't know what has happened to all of my teammates. The championships were held again in December 2009, but I was living outside the country by then. For me, there will always be an empty night, the hole between our hopes and what happened. I play basketball now, sometimes with friends here in the US. Last week, one of my friends from home got in touch with me. I couldn't tell them that I have picked up the ball again. It doesn't feel fair that I shoot baskets in a new place with new people, while for them, they would be reminded with every pass of the ball of the tournament that couldn't happen. Ahmed Ahmed from Palestine.
That was Palestinian Hoop Dreams. It was written and narrated by Ahmed Hamid, edited by Elliot Fisher, and produced by Youth Media Project through their educational program at the United World College. To hear more from this collaboration, head to youthcast.org. We've got more stories from around the world. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.